Joining us now on the line, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick. Governor, the snow is flying here in eastern New York and certainly starting in western New England as well. And I know you've joined us today because looks like we're going to get one of the biggest storms of the season, if not the biggest.
We certainly are, at least according to the forecast, in the western part of the state, David. And thank you for having me this morning. It's a kind of a tricky storm from the perspective of trying to make a call statewide. You know, the expectation is that there will be well over a foot and up to 2 feet in some of the isolated areas in Berkshire and Franklin County, and then, you know, somewhere around 8 to 12 inches in central Massachusetts, less so in the greater Boston area. So as we look at the forecast and the fact that it seems to be coming right during the workday, we're going to ask non-emergency state employees who live or work in Berkshire, in Franklin, in Hampshire, in Hampden, and in Worcester County to stay home and off the roads today. And if anyone is traveling in counties east of there, to just exercise extreme caution.
I would imagine, Governor, I know you can't enforce this, but that other employees also perhaps suggest that their employees, if they can, work from home.
That's the idea. If you have that flexibility, and many, many people do today, David, this would be a good day to stay home and off the road.
Governor, I know, I'm sure the emergency systems are in place, but give us a sense of the kind of crews, plows, you know, what's happening with flights, public transportation, whatever you know at this point.
Well, we have a couple thousand pieces of equipment out on the roads. We've been pre-treating since last night on state roads, and the crews will be out right through the day trying to keep up with the storm. Of course, in the western part of the state, there will be periods where snowfall is over 2 inches per hour, which is really hard to keep up with. The airports, Logan and Worcester Airport, are operating normally right now, but many of the flights inbound have been disrupted because of terrible weather in the southeastern part of the country, which will affect outbound flights later on. So folks should check their flights before they head to the airport. The T in the greater Boston area is functioning normally right now. There will be an impact, no doubt, though, on regional transit systems.
I know how busy you are, Governor. Just one more question for you, and that has to do with it. We're hearing that the possibility of mixing of sleet, maybe some freezing rain in some of the portions of the southern Berkshires and western Massachusetts, which could cause power outages, certainly. And then, you know, we have neighbors. We have people who are in their homes and could be some problems.
Well, that's right. We're expecting that in central Massachusetts, and the forecast extends as far as southern Berkshire County, that snow will turn to freezing rain mid to late in the afternoon and then back to snow. And the hazard with that is with the temperatures, ice can form on the power line. And with wind gusts expected in the Worcester County area anyway, around 30 miles an hour, that presents a risk of power outages. And I would just ask everybody, check in on your neighbors. You know, look in, particularly elderly neighbors or those who may be shut in, just to make sure they're okay.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick joining us. And we thank you for your concern and for coming on the air this morning to let our listeners know about this storm.
Thank you so much, David. You be safe.